Well, and you would think that even if you're going to enshrine a procedure like this, you would want it to be subject to certain rules. And everything has remained, as you say, in secrecy. I mean, what's sort of odd is that Aoki was killed in 2011, and Obama announced it that day, but in this kind of peculiar way, you know, that Anwar Aoki is dead in Yemen, and congratulations to the brave men and women of the intelligence community, but never quite said how he happened to die on that day. And then in 2013, he actually gave a speech in which he took responsibility for it and talked in somewhat greater depth about it. But it seems rather haphazard and casual as to, you know, what becomes public when. Something you said made a lot of sense to me, because I have sort of noticed the rise of a class of information since 9/11 that you might call public but classified.
Mm-hmm.
And drones would be the ultimate example. Obviously, if a missile comes from the sky and kills somebody in Pakistan or in Yemen, it's not secret in any meaningful sense of that term.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that this just happened, and everybody pretty much knows now who did it. You know, so what remains secret? What remains secret is, on what basis was that done? What was the intelligence that led to that strike? You know, who carried it out and why? And what is the accountability in terms of, you know, if it happens, you killed the wrong person. If you hit the house full of civilians next door to the Al-Qaeda headquarters, you know, who holds anyone accountable for that? Who goes back and even makes sure the process, if it's going to go on, you know, is improved? When things are done in the dark by anyone, and certainly by government, it's a recipe for, you know, incompetence and waste and disaster.